Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, filling in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, if you missed part of the show or would like to share it with a friend, you can also listen to the show by going to the NAGB's website at nagb.org.bs, scroll down to the Learn menu, then go to Blank Canvas, where you can find all of our archive shows. And then while you are there, check out all the other stuff that's happening at the NAGB. I know in COVID times, we don't have as many events at the NAGB, but we have all kinds of things happening on our website. We have online exhibitions, virtual exhibitions. We have videos. We have games. We have resources for teachers. We have all the things. And every now and then, when we are able, we try to have a small event with lots of social distancing, of course, where you can come and interact with us and do something different. And then, of course, we are always open to the public. Come visit. We are open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5, and then on Sunday from 12 to 5. And starting this month, we're going to be going back to having our fourth Sundays. So on the fourth Sunday of every month, we offer free tours to anybody who chooses to pop by the NAGB. And our knowledgeable staff will take you through and talk to you about the work and answer any questions that you may have. So make sure you put us in our calendars. Calendar and make sure you keep in touch with us so you can stay up to date on what's going on, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, whichever platform you're on, that's where we are. So I am in the studio with my guest, Sansan Lam. We have been talking about the Exuma Arts Network, having a really great conversation about creativity, you know, not just about the arts in terms of making actual isolated objects and putting them on display in a gallery. But we're talking about what does it mean to be creative and really how Exuma Arts Network is going to help that to happen. And Exuma to help the residents there, the people there, the students there, the kids really tap into that and make, hopefully, you know, I'm going to put it out there into the universe, hopefully make this a really important part of the culture of that space, because actually, it has hopefully been an important part of the culture of that space. Because considering one of our most renowned artists, Bahamian artist Amos Ferguson, comes from Exuma. Huge, huge deal. Internationally renowned artist comes from Exuma. You know, and we, those of us who are in the arts, we know this. But, you know, unfortunately, for most people who are not, like, connected to the arts or who aren't interested in the arts as yet, or who just haven't had the chance to even think about it, they don't know this. They don't know that we have an artist from Exuma who has artwork around the world. Some of his work is even displayed in a special section in a museum abroad in the U.S. You know, they have a section just for him. So that's, like, super exciting, and that came from Exuma. And that just speaks to kind of, I would say, like a creative soul that I think lives in the Bahamian people. You know, we have it. It's a part of our lives, but we don't really give it as much value as we should, you know?
And we don't talk about it as much.
We don't talk about it as much. You know, we just do it. You know, I'm wearing my shirt that says goatskin drum and conch shell, you know? It's all about junkanoo and rake and scrape, right?
And these that's a huge part of the Bahamian arts culture. Huge.
Yep. Definitely, definitely. And I guess that must have been really interesting for you, Sansan, being in a space where creativity is a part of the culture, is a part of the language, but it's like people aren't aware.
Yeah, that's the kind of funny thing, is that it is so interwoven into the culture here. It's almost like you take it for granted. You don't even realize that how much of it is there. And it's funny that you mentioned Amos Ferguson, because I brought him up in, what I'm also trying to do is educate a lot of the Bahamians, the community and the children about Bahamian artists. And I had brought up actually brought a catalog of Brett Malone's work and Amos Ferguson's catalog to my artist group. And I put it out there and I'm like, hey, have you guys, I brought these in from NASA. Have you guys seen these? And they're flipping. It's like, whoa, these are amazing. And I'm like, yeah, they're Bahamian. This guy here from Exuma. I mean, this guy is amazing. And I, you know, it was kind of sad. I was like, they didn't know who it was. And that's one of the things that we were going to have our art summer camp. And unfortunately, due to COVID, we have to postpone it. But that's one of the elements that I really want to talk about in the classes, in the lessons with the children is, yes, we're going to talk about names of, you know, master artists, but I want to include a lot of Bahamian artists, a lot of contemporary Bahamian artists, so that, and it takes repetition. Like, we all know that it's all about repetition. You know Picasso because you kept hearing that name over and over again. And mm-hmm. I think one of the things we need to do is we need to repeat the names of various Bahamian artists, whether they're living or dead. And especially living, because these are really good role models for the children and the other artists, especially out here, when you hear about other artists in the smaller islands, not just Nassau. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I know, one of the other things I spoke with the artists, but what they really could use out here is studio space.
Yeah.
We don't have studio spaces here to work on your work. And it's frustrating when you're working at home because you're occupying a kitchen or a living room or a dining room or your bedroom or all of them during mm-hmm. during lockdown. I think I occupied every inch of surface I could find at home. And the thing is that as soon as if you have company over, all of that has to be put away. And so having a studio space allows you to kind of spread all your stuff out, and it gives you room and time and space to work on something rather than being confined to, okay, you've got this amount of time and then you need to put everything away. That's one thing I know. So I'd say, you know, supplies and time and space to work on your craft here.
Yeah.
It's the challenge.
And, you know, it's really funny because studio space is a problem in Nassau as well. You know, I mean, I can't speak for Freeport, but definitely over here, you'd think with the amount of buildings and spaces, that'd be pretty easy. Unfortunately, we don't really have that kind of culture. You know, like most business owners, they're trying to rent spaces for offices or, you know, like more conventional things. But, you know, and then, of course, renting to an artist, most artists can't afford $2,000 a month.
That's rental
space, because, you know, it's just too expensive. And the other thing too is not every artist is going to paint and draw. You know, you have artists right. like me who tote around a fire breathing kiln that will stress any any property owner out. But it's just really interesting. You know, I'm sure for you, having come from Canada, and when I was living in the U.S., you know, there was a culture of property owners who maybe had space that they hadn't quite figured out what they want to do with it yet, or maybe, you know, they may be thinking about upgrading it later, but they weren't ready to upgrade it just yet. So they weren't like in fabulous condition. I mean, they didn't leak, and the electrical was still is working and the water was running. And they were generally secure. But they would rent them out to artists for spaces, you know, and what's really interesting, and I think this is something that we don't, and I guess it's just, again, it's not a cultural thing, but in most cases, artists actually raise the profile of a community because of the kind of work they do. And historically, I mean, there's an upside and a downside. The upside is that because of they raise that profile, they actually increase the property value of those buildings over time, which kind of works against them too, because then the landlords are going to be like, oh, now this is worth double the amount because of the work you did. So I'm going to charge you more money. And then the artists have to move out, right? Yeah.
Gentrification,
which is a downside to it.
It is.
But, you know, but space is definitely a big issue. I think after coming home and trying to find a space it's definitely been a bit, you know, I had a space at one point, and then I gave it up for personal reasons because I was pursuing something else. But looking for a space now has been really hard.
It is hard. We often take, you know, abandoned spaces or spaces that are completely derelict, and we're like, but it's a space, and we get excited, and we take it over. And I'm like, I don't care. It's a room, but, you know, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't leak terribly, but yeah. I'll take it.
Or hopefully it doesn't leak at all. You know, as long as it's watertight, you know, it doesn't have, like, it doesn't even have to paint, have to have paint on the walls.
No.
It doesn't have to have paint on the walls. It doesn't have to have tile on the floor, you know? So it's actually really, so it's interesting you saying that, Nixum. You know, it's like, I think it's a problem across the Bahamas. Like, a lot of artists experiencing the same thing. So, you know, a lot of times, unless you're owning your own property and you have the means to put a building on it that's just for your studio, or you're living in a space where you're allowed to, it can become very difficult and very expensive. So it's really, I mean, I think it's really great that for Exuma Arts Network is kind of getting all of these creatives into one space and having this really open conversation, because the reality is that, you know, you get more done when you work as a group as opposed to an individuals trying on their own to figure out how to make things happen. So, you know, like, so what's the big, like, I mean, when you think about the future for Exuma Arts Network, what do you see? I mean, this is just aspirational. What do you see?
Oh, the dream wish list would include a proper art center. I mean, that's my ultimate dream, is to have an art center with studio space, with a gallery, with a retail space that connects all the artists together under, not necessarily even one roof, but at least together, and have it become a place where people can go to, you know, travelers, tourists, Bahamians, the community all come together under the, you know, celebrating the arts. That's the ultimate goal, you know, have music, just celebrating at all times the freedom, the safety and security to create, just to have that environment that's welcoming for everybody together. And I think that opens people's minds too, to, hey, again, economics, but it also connects everybody together. I mean, the arts is something that does connect us all together. And one thing that people don't often think about is music and how music connects so many of us.
Yep.
That's a big one. But the other thing I would love to do, and we have talked about it in our lower group, is like an artist residency. Have an artist residency program, you know, to have some artists from NASA. There's a lot of NASA artists and everything, but it is beautiful here. I mean, you want to talk about inspiring colors.
Yeah.
Exuma is absolutely stunning since the first time I came down. I couldn't believe the colors I was looking at. I couldn't believe the paint colors. My husband said, yeah, you're going to need these. I took him to the art store. I said, can you help me pick out some colors to bring down to Exuma with me? And he picked out all these colors. And I'm like, I have never used those colors before. And now they are all my favorite colors. I would love to have, we would love to have like a exchange program or a residency program here to show other people about what we have to offer and just be inspiring for other artists.
Yeah. And also that's tapping into domestic tourism, right? And a different kind of tourism, right? Looking at arts tourism where people come and they spend more time, because those kinds of visitors spend more time, they spend more money, and they actually are interested in learning more about the culture and the community, you know, very, very different. So this is all exciting. When we are going to be taking a break, when we get back, we're going to be talking about an exciting new development between Exuma Arts Network and the NAGB. I can't wait to dive into that. So make sure you come back. Make sure you keep your radios on. I know. And we will be right here having an amazing conversation when you get back. So see you soon.